It's just gone 6:04 right here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and that means it's time for a wrap of the day's markets activity with Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lap. Simon, good evening.
Evening, Pranisha.
Now, Simon, both indices closed in the red today, but only marginally so. Safe to say today was a lot less frantic than last week after the Steinhoff allegations came to a head?
I think we can probably agree with that. Although for Steinhoff and again for EOH, which was the other big story of last week, they were certainly seeing a ton of activity. Our market, the financials, the banks were taking some pressure. And that's after they've done fairly well in the last couple of weeks. And then resources doing very well, which is a little odd. I mean, the Rand was down at 1360 from 1375 earlier in the day. And in fact, has continued strengthening post our 5 o'clock close.
Now, Simon, you say tons of activity on Steinhoff and EOH, but let's stick with Steinhoff for now. Shares in that company up 55% to just over 9 Rand. What's going on there?
So at this point, Steinhoff is essentially a penny stock with massive liquidity. So we're seeing a lot of traders and punters really jumping in there. I mean, you know, this is a stock you could have bought this morning for 6 Rand and sold it this afternoon for 9 Rand. And you know, that's 50% profit in a single day. So I think we're going to see continued significant volatility in the stock. Probably, I think when results are coming out, and they're probably going to be Thursday, Friday, maybe Monday, the board has told us they've rescheduled a bankers' meeting for Tuesday next week, so we can be pretty sure they'll be out by then. But I do suspect that there's going to be a lot more volatility, frankly, in both directions. So today we got a nice run upwards in the share. That may continue for a day or three, but at some point we're going to see the same level of volatility head down. Frankly, at this point, we're just sitting here. We know nothing beyond the fact that the CEO has resigned and they're short about 100 billion in terms of capital requirements. There's a lot more information we need to see before we can start really sort of trying to find out a valuation for the share.
Now, Simon, you mentioned that a lot of traders are getting in, making a bit of a profit. But there's also some interest among retail investors to get in, especially at these lower levels. Do you think, in the absence of information, that that's advisable for people who may not be experts?
I think absolutely not. I mean, we can, and the debate is raging how much we blame the experts for getting this horribly wrong. I certainly think there's certainly levels of culpability that we should put onto the experts. But if you're looking at this as a long-term investment, I mean, you want to be, for your long-term investment, you want to be investing in quality companies. Mm-hmm. You know, what we would classically call a blue chip. And we can debate whether Steinhoff was a blue chip a year ago. You know, let's park that there for now, and that doesn't matter. Right now, we don't know anything about this. We know that the auditors refused to sign off on the results. We know that they've got another set of auditors who are going to be doing their due diligence. We know that they've got 100 billion rand, 6 billion euro, hole in their balance sheet. And that's all we know, and none of that is positive. We need to see something real and firm, and that will be from the results. People who are buying now are really just speculating. And a lot of folks have said to me, oh, but it's fallen from, you know, I think an all-time high of almost 100 Rand. It must be worth more. And the answer is no. We just don't know what, if any, valuation there is in Steinhoff. I expect it to probably trend higher during the week. I will see lots of volatility. But this is a trading stock right now. Because there is, you know, to quote Dick Cheney, there's just too many unknowns. We don't know what we don't know at this point. And the results come out when they do later this week. And if they're ugly enough, the stock could go back to 6 Rand in a flash. So, you know, if this is an investment and you want to put your savings into it, not at all. If you want to trade it, well, it's dangerous and there's an odds on chance you're going to, you know, get wiped out. But short answer, be very careful and don't view this as an investment. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what it is. You're unable to determine the quality of it.
Simon, one other stock that caused a bit of confusion was EOH last week. Shares in that crashed, and I believe new information's come to light this week, and that it's actually related to dealings by directors. Can you tell us exactly what happened there?
Yeah, so what now transpires are two directors who had positions, McKay and King being the CFO. They had what we call geared positions. We haven't to read between the lines because they don't actually mention derivative, but they do say margin call. And what that means is, in a simple sense, is you've bought 10,000 rands worth of shares, but you only paid maybe 15 or maybe 10 rand for those shares. The bank has essentially loaned you the rest. And that's what typical trading derivatives is all about. And that works very nicely when the share price is moving up. What happened here is that EOH started to fall. And because it starts to fall, is that the counterparty, the financial institutions who've structured these products for the two directors, suddenly say, we need more money. We need more what we call margin, security in essence. And they didn't have it. So what then happens is that the financial institutions go into the market and start selling shares. And, of course, that then creates a cascading. They're now selling shares. That drops the price further. It means they need to sell yet more shares. And what we know from an announcement this morning from EOH, that about 140-odd million rand was sold between Tuesday and Friday of last week, which most of the selling happening on Thursday, which was the really, really heavy down day. The stock had been above 70 and traded below 40, and that perpetuated it. So they were forced sellers of the stock. They didn't wake up in the morning and say, I want to sell it. Financial institutions woke up and said, we need more money, and we need it quickly. You know, this is not something where you can promise to pay them from your Christmas bonus. They want the money pretty much by close of business, and that then forces the selling. So when that news came out, the stock rallied quite well. It went above 60 in early morning trade, but then closed the day up only 8.5% at 51.58 cents. But this is the significant risk of directors holding derivative positions. And I worked for a stockbroker in the crisis of 2008-2009, and we saw a lot of the mostly smaller stocks, fair enough, but we saw a lot of stocks get under serious pressure when a little bit of initial weakness forces the directors to sell, and that in itself then creates yet more weakness in the share price.
Simon, that's where we're going to have to leave things this evening. Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lap, thank you for joining us.